USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
South Korean officials say that the North Korean military has fired a pair of ballistic missiles, the second launch from the North Koreans in less than a week. The missiles splashed down in the Sea of Japan early Thursday morning local time. The South Korean government says they are analyzing the flight paths for any additional information, along with U.S. intelligence. The North Koreans launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend as well, coming after the North Korean government issued warnings to the Biden administration about joint military operations with South Korea. And 13 states have sued the administration over the president's suspension of new oil and gas leases on federal lands. The group, led by Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, is suing to reinstate the sale of oil and gas leases that was scheduled for March 17th and subsequently canceled by the president's executive order. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Investigators continue to search for a motive in Monday's shooting at a Colorado grocery store that left 10 people dead. The suspect, 21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa, will make his first court appearance on Thursday. He's charged with 10 counts of murder. Kathy Guider is a former FBI agent who tells CBS News that investigators will be looking into Alyssa's background to try to piece together a picture of his personality.
They're going to look at everything to do with his background, his life history, basically. They are going to talk to, you know, the family members. They are going to talk to classmates, neighbors. Anybody that's had any interaction with the subject, they are going to conduct interviews with, and they are going to, you know, go in depth on these. So they're just going to talk to anybody, school teachers, coworkers, former employers, anybody that he has been associated with in the last several years. They are going to interview.
Alyssa's family says they believe he was paranoid and suffered from mental health issues. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Two men are in jail after the death of a spring breaker in Florida. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Two men visiting Florida for spring break are in jail without bond after police say they drugged and raped a woman who was later found dead in her hotel room. 24-year-old Dorian Taylor and 21-year-old Ivoire Collier, both of North Carolina, are charged with drugging, raping, and robbing 24-year-old Christine Englehart of Pennsylvania while all three were visiting Florida. Authorities say the suspects met the woman at a restaurant where they allegedly gave her a green pill. The men accompanied Englehart into a Miami Beach hotel, then leaving 40 minutes later. Police also say another video shows the suspects using Englehart's credit card to buy alcohol at a local liquor store. The victim was later found dead inside her hotel room. Everyone in this case is now awaiting an autopsy report. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And following a hot mic moment, one hockey referee has found himself banned from working any more games for the NHL. Referee Tim Peel was caught on mic during Tuesday night's game between Nashville and Detroit, saying that he wanted to give Nashville a penalty after making a questionable call against the Predators.
There wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early in...
That audio courtesy of Fox Sports Tennessee. NHL Senior Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations Colin Campbell called Peel's conduct in direct contradiction to the league's efforts to ensure the integrity of the game. Peel was set to retire from officiating at the end of the season. He had been a referee with the league since October 1999, officiating more than 1,300 NHL games in his career. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.